Welcome to 5-Minute Film Finder, brought to you by Pioneer Library System.
Welcome to 5-Minute Film Finder, brought to you by Pioneer Library System. My name is Darren, and with me today I have a first-time guest on the podcast. Welcome, Samuel. Why don't you introduce yourself, Samuel? Say hi to everybody.
Hello, my name is Samuel, and I work for Pioneer Library System. I'm so happy to be here. You know, this is a dream come true to be on the 5-Minute Film Finder
dream
podcast.
Come true. You hear that, everybody? Dream come true. That's great.
Yeah. Love movies. And so now, instead of just subjecting my coworkers to me talking incessantly about movies, I can now subject the entire customer base of Pioneer Library System. And,
yeah, me first, but everybody they listen. Right, great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Glad to hear. Yeah. Good to hear it. Today we're going to talk about two movies as usual. We have chosen a couple of 90s movies. I have Judgment Night, and what movie did you choose, Samuel?
I chose Dead Presidents.
Dead Presidents. And had you seen Dead Presidents before?
Yes. Kind of came across it earlier this year through another podcast focused on 90s films and stuff, and gave it a watch and was like, you know, I really like this. Would love to talk about it. So
great.
Yeah.
And brought you on the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, perfect.
Yeah.
And had you seen, did you watch The Judgment Night?
I did watch Judgment Night.
Had you seen it before?
I had not seen Judgment Night before.
Interesting. So all right. Well, that's,
I'm getting
that's
my
fun.
90s education
great, perfect.
This time around.
All right. Perfect. We'll have lots to talk about then. So I think I'm going to start. So we'll queue up Wilhelm. We're going to have 5 minutes to talk about Judgment Night, which you can catch on Hoopla. If you have a Pioneer Library System card. So, Judgment Night came out 1993, starring Emilio Estevez, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Stephen Dorff in a pretty early role. I think he's 19, 20 years old. Dennis Leary plays the bad guy. They focus a lot on him. He does a lot of talking. There's almost half of the dialogue is him just talking to himself in this movie, which is kind of interesting. Just yelling into the void.
Yeah.
Lots of close-up of his mouth and some weird stuff like that. Directed by Stephen Hopkins, which he's not known for much. Predator 2, which is a favorite of mine, but again, not known for very much other than that. But it's a weird movie, right? Like it's one that I felt like I had remembered a little more fondly.
Okay. Yeah.
Than maybe I should have. but I don't know. Like, what did you think? Did you have a good time watching it?
Oh yeah, it was fun. I mean, in a very tense, in a tense way, right? Because it is about guys like running for their lives.
Uh-huh. Basically the entire movie.
Yes.
The plot is they're going to a boxing match and stuff happens. They go to the big city and it goes bad and everything, they have to run for their lives because there's gangsters looking for them.
Yeah. And I think that it's what's so cool about it is you get these different sets, right? Mm-hmm. Where they can really like play up tension, like the rail car scene with the one of the bad guys just like scratching a nail across. That's awesome. And even like is it department store they end up in?
Yeah. The end scene in the movie. Yep.
It gives him a lot of cool, I think, shots. Like when he's is like Emilio's character's like amidst
Francis.
Yeah. I can't believe I forgot his name. Dennis Leary says it so often there in that
Francis.
Scene. Yeah. But he's like amidst like wind chimes or something. Mm-hmm. So you get some really cool shots in there. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I thought it was interesting. I felt like there was some strong shots.
Mm-hmm.
So acting here and there, right? But like, it could have been scenes from a better movie.
Yeah.
It's weird that like, you know, there was some really good scenes, well-constructed stuff, you know, music on point in a lot of the scenes.
Yeah.
You know, it worked really well. It's just, it was a bomb. Like nobody liked it, I guess. I don't know, you know. And there's some stuff that didn't age super well. You know, it was nice that the city wasn't portrayed as like a racial thing.
Yeah.
The city being bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people that were bad were white people for the most part in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis Leary played the main bad guy. And then There was another bad guy. I don't know if you recognize Peter Green, the actor.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
From Pulp Fiction. He plays one of the nastiest guys in Pulp Fiction. He's a guy that when he pops up, I get excited about.
Okay,
about
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you know, a lot of those scenes with them worked pretty well, I think, you know. But I think the interactions between the main characters was my biggest problem.
Okay.
You know, like that stuff just seemed a little forced. The, you know, suddenly Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character is, you know, wanting to be heroic and, you know, their inner fighting and stuff just seemed a little forced as they're trying to run for their lives. But all in all, like I said, I think it was pretty fun. But
yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted more Dennis Leary yelling into the void, I guess.
I mean, yeah, it's awesome. The scene, the rooftop scene where he's negotiating with, the Razor Ray, you know, he's very, you get that sense of resentment, come through and it's, you know,
like I said, he's given more to do just in the way he's, the things that he talks and, you know, the close-ups of his face and him, you know, getting all excited. And that's Dennis Leary. That's what he does. But
yeah.
But yeah.
It's rad. That scene is really great. Yeah. Yeah. It does feel like, you know, not to make this podcast about the 90s, but it does feel of its time.
Right? Very 90s, right? Very even, the, like, even like the motorhome, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. With the marble floors.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't catch that the first time I watched it, but the second time I watched it twice, you know, trying to do my homework.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, marble floors. it was great. So, yeah, definitely a fun.
I like that they never really said what he did.
Yeah.
Jeremy Piven's character he was the businessman, right? Like, and he had, okay, and that looks like we are out of time. That is Wilhelm telling us we have talked for 5 minutes, Samuel. What do you think? Your first experience on the talking about movies? You have a good time? Are you ready to talk about yours?
I'm having a great time. Ready to dive into Dead Presidents if you ready? Are.
Great,
yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll take a short break here.
Yeah. Just
need 1 second and we'll be right back. All right, everybody, welcome back. We are ready to talk about our next movie. That is Dead Presidents. Samuel, I'll let you go with it.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. I chose Dead Presidents. Kind of came across this movie a couple months ago, watched it, didn't know what I thought of it. And then kind of the way I judge movies is I keep thinking about the movie.
Right.
I'm just like, let's, you know, I think this is, you know, this is a good movie. And so I like to return to them. And so I've watched this a couple times now. Have you watched it before?
I have. Yeah. I've seen it a few times.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's directed by the Hughes brothers, mm-hmm. who did Menace to Society. And then also weirdly Book of Eli and kind of
a favorite of mine. Love it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so you kind of, the range, mm-hmm. the you know, they're not giving you the same thing over and over again. These are very, like, you know, three tonally different movies. And so Dead Presidents, is interesting because, it follows, the life of, a black Vietnam vet, kind of before he goes off to Vietnam, and he kind of chooses it because the two kind of influences in his life, his father was a Korean War vet, and then Keith David's character, who he works for, running numbers, was also a Vietnam or a Korean vet, and so he kind of chooses this path. And a lot of the movie, it sort of ends up being a heist movie in the end, but a lot of it is about returning from Vietnam and the struggles he faces, trying to find work, struggling with PTSD.
Like a good half of the movie is the lead up to, like, people talk about it as a heist movie, but that's you know, doesn't really give it justice because there is a lot more to it, especially the opening, the beginning and the lead up to where he goes.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think this is what draws me to this movie is it's incredibly rich, mm-hmm. thematically. And so you get issues of race, PTSD, kind of war, poverty and things like that, and addiction with Chris Tucker's character, I think it makes
pretty early great role from Chris Tucker,
you know,
showing some good range there, not just a comedic, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I think you know, growing up, Chris Tucker was the guy in Rush Hour for
right,
me.
Right,
and
sure.
So to see him in these more serious roles, it's incredible to watch kind of the performance he turns in. And so I think what I think when I first was exposed to this movie, one thing it was likened to was, you know, if you took a Scorsese movie and like substituted an Italian American neighborhood with a black neighborhood, it kind of has that feeling.
A very similar feel, right? Yeah. There's a lot of buildup with family and the different influences on the characters' lives in a Scorsese movie.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And I think that's a good comparison, the way that they show his possible life paths and the choices that he does make and why he might make them and where he goes with that and how it ends up going at the end of the movie.
But. Yeah. Yeah. And so I think if you like a movie like Mean Streets, I think this would be a good movie to kind of turn on and watch. It's I think it's kind of got that vibe to it. So that's kind of what like drew me to this movie, and what has like kept me thinking about this movie a lot is just like how rich it is thematically. And so, what did you, when you watched it, were there parts of it that really stood out to you?
I feel like the imagery of the heist their faces and stuff, like that's what they used in the promotional material and stuff. When I first saw that, right, like I'm a 90s kid, right? Like I thought that was cool. I thought it was super cool, you know, the stuff, but it's interesting, right? Like,
greatest movie poster of all time.
I mean, like, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And the, him looking up, right? Like,
yeah.
Good stuff. Very 90s movie. In a similar way that you get a lot of the, just the way they shoot things and stuff like that. But I think it's a great movie. Better movie than probably my movie that I chose. But, like you said, it has a lot to say.
Yeah.
And I think that they show you, just like really said, a really interesting character development. Lorenz Tate's great. I like him in a lot of things. Postman, which is not a great movie either, that don't like, that I love. He's in that. And then Keith David is always great to see.
Yeah.
I'll listen to him talk, basically just do whatever it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And, so getting those little tastes of that, early roles for some of those guys was great. Had a really good time. I think that, looks like we are out of time. Everybody, that was Wilhelm. Sorry we ran out of time on your movie, Samuel.
No, it's great.
It was great talking to you about these movies that we watched from the 90s. Hope everybody had a good time listening. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, thanks for having me. Love talking about the movies, and it was kind of a fun trip to an era that I didn't really experience, So,
oh, great.
It was awesome.
Excellent. Happy to have you on, man.
Thanks.